All right, Question Medicine 2016. This is Andrew Bilt, and I am down here in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. And before we get started, for this episode, I want to say thank you to Sarah for leaving a nice little remark on the website. I'm not going to use her last name, but she knows who she is. And I just want to say we appreciate it, or I appreciate it. Now, taking that to a next level, I know I will get the website updated, that it will be a goal for 2017. And I know in 2016, I said I will get the website updated. And I didn't. So maybe this will be the year. Maybe this will be the time when it all gets done. Now, this episode, this one I think you're going to enjoy. This one is kind of a fun one. It's a different one. It's something I've never done before, so let me know if you like it. See, I'm from the Midwest, and this time of year, it gets cold. Like freezing cold. Like bone-breaking cold. In fact, earlier today, I was watching the news, and the newscaster said, you know, tomorrow's going to be 75. We're going to have light, choppy winds if you're out in the ocean. High tides at 5:30, low tides at 11:30, and for the rest of the country, it's just miserably cold. But the cold is kind of what makes it feel like Christmas when it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside.
So to help me realize that Christmas is really just around the corner, I have cranked up the tunes in my house, I have done my research, and this podcast is full of Christmas jingle and joy, and I attempt to tackle the question of how is Santa's health? Is Christmas in danger? I mean, we all know he is in bad health, but I guess until I started doing a little literature research, I just didn't realize how bad his health had gotten. And you can say you don't believe in Santa, but you know what they say.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
So let's crank the tunes and question medicine one more time in 2016. All right, here we go. The last one of 2016, Questioning Medicine, and I am Andrew Bilt down here in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, before we get started in the actual literature of this, let me just say something right off the bat. I've done quite a bit of reading here. In prep for this podcast, there's one thing I can confidently say, and that is Santa will be performing his duties in all urban areas. And if you don't believe me, just listen.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I can also say he is like a Visa credit card. He's everywhere you want to be. And you don't believe me there? Again, just listen.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you'll be better. Good to be good for goodness sake.
However, he hasn't yet upgraded to EMR or some form of EMR because he's still keeping written records, which means he's likely not getting reimbursed the full amount, and he checks his written records repeatedly.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice.
But I digress. Even Santa needs a doctor, so this is all about Santa's health. I mean, have you ever thought, what does it take to take care of the big guy? I mean, he isn't exactly a picture of health. Let's start off with the most obvious thing. He's overweight.
Oh, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, how much do you weigh? I'm glad I'm not a reindeer that has to pull your sleigh.
Oh, yes, it is true. He is fat, but the American Obesity Association says that obesity affects more than one-third of the United States adult population. That's roughly right about 79 million Americans. The number of Americans with obesity has steadily increased since 1960, and although there has been a slowed trend in recent years, this is showing no signs of reversing anytime soon. Today, 69% of U.S. adults are categorized as being affected by obesity or having excess weight. Now, the big problem with Santa's weight is that the majority of it is all around his gut. And there was a paper in the Annals of Internal Medicine titled Normal Weight, Central Obesity Implications for Total and Cardiovascular Mortality. And I'll just read you the conclusions and we'll talk a little bit about the study. The conclusions were that normal weight central obesity defined by a waist-to-hip ratio is associated with higher mortality than BMI-defined obesity. Ooh, that was a lot. So what exactly did I just say? Well, here's what you need to know. So they took waist and hip